Rosh currently lives in San Luis Obispo. She is an RN and an actor. Her hometown, the story will tell, she says.
Joyeux anniversaire. That's French. And literally translated, it means joyous anniversary. But it's also the term they use to say happy birthday. And after all, a birthday is an anniversary, right? And tomorrow is my older brother's birthday. Well, actually, he's in England, which is 8 hours ahead. So it's already his birthday, except it's like 4 o'clock in the morning, so he's fast asleep, so he doesn't know it's his birthday at the moment. But this story starts with him. Because I think when we have birthdays, we often, you know, we sort of look back a little bit and maybe look forward a little bit. But I don't think we necessarily go all the way back. And this year, tomorrow for my brother is one of those special birthdays. He will be 75. You know, that's 3/4 of a century. It's sort of mind-boggling when you think about it. And I'm sure he doesn't really very often think about what actually happened 75 years ago. I don't know what time, because my mother was dreadful at remembering what time any of us were born. But 75 years ago, tomorrow, on the island of Bermuda, my 24-year-old mother had her first baby, my older brother. It was wartime. My father worked for a company called Cable and Wireless, a British company. Telecommunications engineer is what I have always thought he was. I don't know a lot about what he did or what his job entailed. It was apparently very secret. I do know that in Bermuda, he was responsible for bringing American airplanes into refuel under the cover of darkness. Again, wartime, right? So I never really knew exactly what he was, but it has been suggested that he may well have been a spy. So my mother had met him in England and knew him for about 3 months when he was sent off by the British government to Bermuda, and she decided she was going to follow him out. Well, there were, of course, no passenger ships going at that time, so she was on a cruise, on a military, you know, they were sending military people backwards and forwards. So she was on one of those ships, just with all these, basically with all these men, going out as a young bride to Bermuda. And I didn't know this until very recently, actually, when my mother died. We were going through some papers, and I found the clipping about her wedding. And there was no family from either my mother or my father in Bermuda. So my father's boss, like, was his best man, and the boss's wife was my mother's maid of honor or whatever, and they had this wedding, but it was written up in the paper because I think it was sort of rather a special event. So there was quite a write-up in the paper, but I didn't know any of this until fairly recently. And sometime later, they had my brother. And my father's tours of duty tended to be between 18 months and 3 years. And so at some point, it was time to leave Bermuda. They would go back to England on leave, as they called it, for a short break, and then on to the next assignment. So the next assignment was Jamaica. The next assignment was Jamaica. But my mother stayed back in England for a little while because she was pregnant and she had her second child in England while my father was actually in Jamaica. And this second child, which would have been my older sister, was born with a neuromuscular disease called Oppenheimer's amyotonia, which is a degenerative disease, and she knew that the child would not last very long, but you know, she didn't know how long. So it came time for her to join my father. So she flew from London to New York with my older brother, little boy, and this infant to New York, where they boarded a train to go down to Miami. And my mother had some sort of a birth, and she said she was sleeping, and she woke up with a start and just said, my baby died. And she looked down and the baby had died. She could remember every detail. She told me about Mr. Smith and Mrs. Jones and the conductor. She remembered every detail of the people who came and helped her out. They sort of went hell for leather all the way down to Miami, and an ambulance came and took the baby. And my sister is buried in Miami. And then she boarded a ship to go over to Jamaica and meet back up with my father. I wasn't yet here, but a couple of years later in Jamaica, I came along. And we were there for a while. I remember nothing about it. Of course, I was pretty young. And then back to England for a little while, and then to Sierra Leone, West Africa. And so they went out there with us little kids, and that's where my younger brother was born. Pretty well out in the bush in Sierra Leone. Today, if you're on a tour of duty for the British government in Sierra Leone and you're pregnant, you get flown home to have your baby. You know, this was 1951, and she basically had my younger brother out in the bush. And they were there for that was an 18-month tour, I believe, and then back to England for a short while, and then back to Jamaica. And that tour was 3 years. Again, I don't really remember a whole lot about it, but I did start school there rather young. I think I was about 4 and I started school. Everything was very different, and I was way smaller than anybody else. And so apparently on the first day of school, one little girl went home and told her parents that there was a doll coming to school now because I was so small. So I started school there. I ran wild. I mean, we just ran in the jungle. We were looked after by nannies, you know, most of the time. We saw our parents at the weekend. We'd go to the beach and get sunburned. I do remember one time we'd been to the beach, got sunburned, we came back to the house and we were supposed to be taking our naps. And my older brother talked me into sneaking out of the house, and we went into the little tiny village and went and knocked on the door of the candy shop, which was closed, and asked for candy. And they gave us candy, and then my tooth fell out. And so then I had to go and tell my parents that my tooth had fallen out. So there are little snippets that I remember, but not a whole lot. And then it was back to England. And then it was on a ship through the Suez Canal to what was then Ceylon and is now Sri Lanka. I think that was supposed to be an 18-month tour, but we were only there for about 8 months when my father died. And my older brother was left behind in England in boarding school, as one did in those days, barbaric as it may seem. So it's just my younger brother and I. And my mother, you know, got us together and whisked us back to England, where we started our lives as true Brits. I was able to don the mantle of being a true Englishwoman, which gives me the right to be a little lady drinking tea at a table and making supercilious comments to tall, good-looking American men. And so that's why when Kirk asks where am I from, it's, you know, so what's my hometown, it's really difficult to say, because for the first 8 years of my life, I was a mixture. And then from 8 years on, I was in England for quite a while. So that's the story of the beginning of my life. But I really want to get back to my brother's birthday tomorrow and just say to him, joyeux anniversaire.